This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The spokeswoman for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, Kira Yarmish, Saturday confirmed that Navalny has died in Russian custody, citing an official notice given to Navalny's mother earlier Saturday. Speaking in a video statement, Yarmish said the official notice said Navalny died at 2:17 p.m. local time Friday. Russian prison officials said the 47-year-old Navalny fell unconscious and died after a walk at the Polar Wolf Arctic Penal Colony, about 1,900 kilometers northeast of Moscow, where he was serving a three-decade-long sentence. VOA's Russian service correspondent Misha Komodovsky told VOA's Global Crisis Program there's already reason to question the official Russian version of how Navalny passed.
I met with his wife.
That, of course, was the wrong sound on that. I apologize. In comments Friday from the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden said, make no mistake, Russian President Vladimir Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. On the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference Saturday, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris held bilateral talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which she reiterated the United States' unwavering support for Ukraine. Zelensky used the security conference to make a pitch for more military aid to sustain its war against Russia and its President Vladimir Putin. A U.S. aid package passed on a strong bipartisan vote in the U.S. Senate this week and awaits a vote in the U.S. House, where Republican leaders have been coy about when they will bring it up for a vote, if ever. Speaking to reporters in Munich alongside Zelensky, Harris said political gamesmanship has no role to play when it comes to standing with an ally as it endures an unprovoked aggression.
Politics should play no role in standing for the fact that Vladimir Putin, through his leadership of Russia, has shown himself to be fundamentally hostile to democratic principles.
This is VOA News. The UN International Court of Justice has rejected a request by South Africa for urgent measures to safeguard the southern Gaza city of Rafah from an impending Israeli invasion. Associated Press correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The top UN court said that no new order was necessary because the existing measures apply throughout the Gaza Strip, including Rafah. But it also stressed that the critical situation in the region calls for the immediate and effective enforcement of the provisional measures it ordered late last month. Israel strongly denies committing genocide in Gaza, and it plans to evacuate the civilians before attacking. But international aid officials have said there is nowhere to go because of the extensive destruction left behind by the offensive. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Outgoing Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte Saturday called on his fellow Europeans to stop whining about what former U.S. President and current presidential candidate Donald Trump might do if he's reelected, and focus instead on what Europe can do for Ukraine and its fight against Russia. Trump this week sparked outrage in Europe, saying that if reelected in November, he would not defend NATO allies who fail to spend enough on defense. Speaking as part of a panel at the Munich Security Conference, Rutte said European leaders need to focus on what they can control.
Stop moaning and whining and nagging about Trump. We do not spend more on defense, or we ramp up ammunition production because Trump might come back. It's up to the Americans. I'm not an American. I cannot vote in the U.S. And we have to work with whoever is on the dance floor. So we have to do this because we want to do this, because it is in our interest.
Rutte said Europe should, in any case, be spending more on defense and ramping up ammunitions production because defeating Putin in Ukraine is crucial for Europe. Lions rescued from a zoo in Sudan's war-torn capital, Khartoum, were released at South Africa's Lions Rock Big Cats Sanctuary Saturday. A 10-month war in Sudan between its military and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces group has devastated the country's infrastructure, including the Khartoum Zoo, which has been abandoned. The 11 lions, along with 46 other wild animals, were rescued by the non-governmental organization Four Paws, which flew the animals out of Khartoum. Veterinarian Amir Khalil said the situation was so bad, some of the animals were forced to feed on one another.
They were eating each other due to hunger. They were really emaciated, a lot of wounds, scared, because when the war started in April, the animal keeper, they left the location where the animals are. So it was very hard.
The lions joined around 100 other big cats at the Lions Rock Sanctuary, some of which were also previously rescued from war-torn countries. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.